Well, on this big travel day, we generally are seeing the weather cooperate not only right here at home and over northeastern Florida and nearby areas, but also within a day's drive of Jacksonville and even nationally. There is a storm system moving into the Rocky Mountains producing some snow, but that's where you'd expect it to be. And not really much else. There's a little rain this morning in the immediate area, and there's some drizzle and light rain. That'll be moving out. So there's some wet areas, obviously, but nothing real terribly bad today for a big travel day. Of course, the volume of traffic, both on the roads and in the air, may cause some other problems and maybe a different story, but not likely directly related to the weather, despite what you might hear from some, especially airlines, right? What's the first thing you can blame and seemingly get away with it? The weather, right? No matter what the situation. But in all general cases today, we're in good shape south on I-95, crossing I-4 to I-75, west on I-10, north on I-75, or north on I-95. Just be careful. There'll be a huge number of people out there today. But the weather generally cooperates. Now, we'd like to get a little sunshine, right? Seems like it's been a while. Well, you're right. Ever since Nicole left the area, we've had more cloudy days than sunny days. And the temperatures that started out the first couple of weeks of this month so warm have cooled significantly. But all that's about to change. And just in time for Thanksgiving Day and the weekend that follows. Tomorrow, for Thanksgiving Day, partly to mostly cloudy, it'll be mild. Still not a whole lot of sun, at least not wall-to-wall sunshine, but enough to get temperatures into the low to mid-70s, very close to where we ought to be this time of year. And really, from a temperature standpoint, pretty tolerable. There's that chance for a brief shower coming in off the Atlantic. We'll still have an east to northeasterly breeze, so that'll keep beaches cooler and even still a little bit brisk and breezy at the beaches. But gradually we're seeing things change, and we're really going to notice it by Friday and Saturday. Black Friday, big shopping day, warm. If you need chilly temperatures to get you in the shopping spirit, well, then you won't need to shop on Friday. It's going to get warm. Afternoon highs around 80 degrees. The record is 85, set back in 1992. We'll start out with morning temperatures in the 60s, some areas of fog, and then it becomes partly sunny and warm. Saturday is warmer still, ahead of an approaching cold front. I'm going for a high near the record of 84, set all the way back in 1946. So it's quite the extreme here. And the big changes, which is how we come up with average, right? If you look at this week as a whole, it'll look like it was normal. In other words, average, right? We know it really wasn't. That's what average is all about. Take a bunch of extremes that occur, especially in the weather, divide it by however many days you want to and come up with that average, quote unquote. There is no such thing as normal weather, I always like to say. And this week's a good example. In any case, I digress. So we're looking at a warm Friday and Saturday. Now, Saturday, that cold front's approaching. It's still a little bit uncertain as to the exact timing, but if it's early enough during the late afternoon or evening on Saturday, there may be a few strong storms. So we'll keep you updated on that situation. Otherwise, a band of showers will move across the area, perhaps a rumble of thunder through the overnight. And while most areas should get at least some rain, the amounts still don't look to be all that great. The system will be moving right along. And temperatures will stay mild Saturday night. We start out Sunday with some clouds, a lingering shower, but the front should clear off into the Atlantic and allow some clearing by midday through the afternoon. Temperatures cooler, but certainly not cold, still topping out at 70 to 75 in the afternoon, just not as warm as it will experience Friday and Saturday. And so for the Jags game, that's a 1 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. Look for skies to become partly to mostly sunny. It'll be fairly breezy. Wind out of the west and northwest. Temperatures in the low 70s. Not a bad football game. A little bit warm, but not terribly bad. And speaking of football, we also have Florida at FSU in Tallahassee Friday evening. Looks to be pretty nice. Partly cloudy skies. Temperatures that will reach the 80s in Tallahassee Friday will drop through the 70s and into the 60s during the game. Talking the tropics with Mike. 1 week from today is the last day of the 2022 hurricane season. Hallelujah, right? Nothing brewing at this time. More in Talking the Tropics with Mike. And I've updated the Burrish blog for travel weather and the average date of the first freeze across the area. Check it all out at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe Thanksgiving. Lots to be thankful for, even though there are many ups and downs through a typical year, right? We are, in general, blessed and have things to be thankful for. And we're lucky to be in a situation to hopefully maybe help people out during this holiday this week and through the holiday season. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.